Indigo Girls from the new album on 92.3 K-Rock. Vince Gelson, this Sunday night is sort of an end of May, rainy night, acoustic extravaganza. We had They Might Be Giants on, and now we've got Indigo Girls, and in just a little while, Pop Staples and John Hammond will be here. And this is sort of a representation of what this program is all about. I know because you guys don't live around here, you don't know about Idiot Still Hip, but this is a very eclectic show. And we devote a lot of time to live musicians. Living musicians who are live and in the studio on the air. That's what I mean by that. We do a lot of live performance stuff. And we get the opportunity, because the show is 6 hours long on a Sunday night, to kind of stretch things out and just play, just have some fun.
That's great.
Yeah, so it's a pleasure to have you here. I was just remembering the first time I heard you and heard about you. And I wonder, do you remember a guy, do you know a guy named Jim Farratt?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Jim is working out in Los Angeles now with Rhino Records, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jim's an old dear friend. Jim came up to me one night somewhere at a show or at the Bottom Line or something, and he said, come here. And it was like, I thought it was like a flashback to the 60s. I thought he was going to hand me some kind of drug. You know, some kind of one. He said, come here. I said, what do you got? And he said, you got to hear this. And he gave me this tape. It was like a dub of a dub of that first independent album of yours. You know, mm-hmm. He said, you got to take this home. You got to listen to it immediately. And because I love and trust that man so much, I did that. I took it home and called him up like at 5 o'clock in the morning. He said, Farratt, you're right, man. You're absolutely right.
Wow.
And he said, oh, play him on the radio. Go ahead, do it.
Wow.
And I had forgotten about that until just now.
Wow, that's really
looking
neat.
At the two of you. But that's how I got turned on to Indigo Girls.
Jim was really helpful to us.
Yeah.
Early on.
Jim is another one of those guys who appreciates all different kinds of music,
mm-hmm.
and just loves and treasures musicians so much that he'll go out of his way.
Yeah.
You know, to do things that don't accomplish anything for him at all. You know, he just loves to do it. He just loves to share whatever he's got and then turn other people onto it. He's a real proselytizer.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's how I learned about Indigo Girls.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's wonderful to have you here tonight, Amy and Emily. And I'd love for you to do another song for us.
Okay.
We're going to do Galileo.
Okay, this is also from the new
record, yeah. A little song about reincarnation.